Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell show on demand on the iHeart app. You could listen to what you missed, and we had much this afternoon. What I want you to do, among other things, is listen to our 2:30 segment, so that would be in the middle of the second hour of the podcast, to Chris LeGras. He's with Keep LA Moving. There is a referendum on the ballot in LA City. It's called Measure HLA. You have to vote no on that. It's the bike fanatics. It's the control freaks. They would turn all the major roads into LA into a massive road diet. Like, all the roads would be shrunk. They'll take away lanes and replace them with curbing and bike lanes, anything but lanes for automobiles. It's part of the long-term plan to force us out of our cars, no matter what. These are fanatics. These are crazy people. Chris LeGras explains it all. So you listen to that.
You can watch it on Instagram,
that's
too.
That's right. It's on Instagram, too. We Instagram lived it. So you could watch it on Instagram at any time. All right. Now let's get to John Lewin, the deputy DA. If you were with us right before the news, you heard a 7-minute piece we played from CBS profiling George Gascon and the state that he's in campaigning for reelection, the opposition. And he cries in this over the two El Monte cops who got killed by a guy that he let out of prison. Let's get John Lewin on. He's a deputy DA, and he's been very vocal against Gascon since the beginning. John, how are you?
I'm good. John, got to let you know, I'm speaking on behalf of myself. I do not represent the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office during this call. I have to do that because, George Gascon is not a big fan of mine and is looking for anything he can find. So, by the way, I hope before you played that 7-minute interview, I hope you had a public service announcement telling people that if they had eaten in the last 12 hours, they should not watch that video. Yeah. Did you do that? I hope.
I felt my lunch coming up when he was crying over the dead cops that he's responsible for killing. That was a little much.
John, here's what's incredible. His quote was, anytime that somebody dies, it is very emotional. He doesn't even say their names. By the way, George, it was Joseph Santana and Michael Paredes. They were police officers serving all of us, protecting all of us. And he didn't even know their names, and then gave a very generic statement. And by the way, he also said during that interview that they didn't have a documented history of violence when he was sentenced. Well, he was sentenced, if you recall, he had a burglary case, a strike that George Gascon ordered dismissed. And then he had a firearms case. He's a gang member with a documented history of domestic violence, and he's arrested with a gun in 2020. He had been given probation on his prior residential on that case, and he had the prior burglary strike.
Okay, so, let me just stop you a second. Gascon just lies constantly, publicly, and this is where I fought CBS.
When his lips are moving.
No, but this is what I hate about the media. CBS, as soon as he said that, should have inserted what you just said and gone through the guy's entire record and repeated it back to Gascon.
Well, they don't have any interest in doing that because, let's face it, and I think what's even scarier is at the end of that piece, at the end of that discussion of those two brave police officers, George said, hey, knowing what he knows now, would he do it again? That's a real simple answer, which should be, of course not. And he says, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So then he goes on to say that that soft on crime, he's accused of that because he's seeking 20 years instead of 100. That's an outright lie. Remember, when George Gascon took office on December 7, 2020, he ended up enacting a bunch of directives, some of which were written by the father of Jeff Chemerinsky, who's now running as Gascon 2.0 or Gascon Light, whatever that is. And 2008 basically says his policy, if the charge defense is probation eligible, probation shall be the presumptive offer. So in essence, he is requiring us to give probation to just about everybody. And I think another example that gets forgotten and really combines all of the Gascon horrific policies in one is the 16-year-old juvenile, if you remember, who ended up deliberately running over the woman pushing the baby stroller in Venice in 2021. If you remember,
yes.
Gascon lied and said that the juvenile was charged with a maximum offense. But in actuality, he wasn't charged with attempted murder. He wasn't even charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Both of those would have been strikes. Under his policy, he had to be charged with assault with force likely, not even using the deadly weapon, the automobile, because that's a strike. And then what did he get for that? Well, he wasn't sent to adult court, which he should have been. He was instead tried as a juvenile and given 5 months probation and diversion. So as the victim in that case said, George doesn't value my life or the life of my child or any other victim out there.
No,
he would rather reward monsters like this suspect by demonstrating that their actions have no consequences. That's who this man is.
Yeah, and nobody gets into the detail of that. A real profile would have gotten into a case like that because he lies about it. He just flat out lies, and nobody ever challenges him in the media.
Well, the synopsis for George Gascon, his policies can be summed up very simple. It's catch and release. Everybody is given probation. And when he ends up having, for instance, mental health diversion, which he promoted, supports, et cetera, or Prop 47 issues or Prop 57 issues, he comes back and says, well, that's the law. And then conveniently forgets to tell people, well, he wrote it, or at least his assistants wrote it. I don't know that he knows enough law to write anything.
But he is listed as the co-writer of Prop 47.
Well, his name's on it. With what George Gascon knows about the law, I don't know that he could write anything other than the numbers 47. But okay, he certainly signed it. By the way, let's talk about who he put as his second in command. You got a woman, Tiffany Blacknell, who is literally saying the police are trained to kill us. And when he was asked whether he believes that during that interview, he didn't condemn her. He said, quote, she spoke out of emotional anger. Can you imagine if somebody had said anything similar like that about a group like Black Lives Matter? or about the People's City Council, the anti-Semitic group who support supports George Gascon, who he's also failed to repudiate. So this is probably why the man has 15% support and can't raise any money. And if you remember, his scribe, James Quealy at the LA Times, his personal stenographer, wrote very recently, if you recall, that that in essence, George Gascon is biding time in not raising money. I guess George sat down and said, you know what, I'd like to raise a bunch of money, but no, I'm going to just wait until after the primary, and then I'll just roll it in then. So that's what we're faced with, and I just hope that we are able to get this man out, John, because if we don't, we're not going to recover from another 4 years of this guy.
No.
The county won't handle it. The criminal justice system won't handle it. And I think what's important for your listeners to also know, we've got a lot of good people that are running for district attorney. I can tell you the choice of the members of the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office is not Eric Siddall, who was endorsed by a 7-member board. When we had a plebiscite, an election where everybody in the office, all DAs were allowed to anonymously vote in a very sophisticated voting system, one run by a company, but that's all they do. John McKinney got 2/3 of those votes.
Yeah, he
did. Here's
what's
interesting.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We had 355 people vote. McKinney got 67%. Eric Siddall got 54 votes. John Hatami got 8 votes. I'm not running, and I only got 8 votes less than Hatami. So, by the way, George Gascon managed to get 6 votes of those 355 who voted. So I didn't realize we sent ballots to his wife and mother, but I guess somehow that must have slipped through.
All right, John, thanks very much for coming on. Just one more quick question.
Sure.
Do you think, as a whole, the public gets it?
Well, this is what I would say, John. George Gascon came in. He's the luckiest politician alive. He floated in on George Floyd, barely, and he sold people a bill of goods. But if you look at it, people felt good about voting for his soft-on-crime policies, thinking that somehow it was going to help communities of color. And the biggest con game he's played are on those communities, and everybody else is now realizing not only are they not safe, but the people in the wealthier areas, the people in the West Side who all voted for him, are realizing, oh, my God, my kid can't play in our driveway because, the homeless guy is living in the corner of the driveway in his tent and wants to babysit my little girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an absolute mess, and I hope the voters get it. If they don't, in the end, you're responsible at a certain point in time. You're responsible for the people that you elect. So I hope they're going to get it, because this is a second chance. They will not get a third chance to save this county. He gets reelected. Chemerinsky gets elected. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah. No on Gascon, no on Chemerinsky. He's exactly like Gascon. And thank you for coming on, John. We'll talk again
soon.
Thank
you. Anytime.
All right. When we come back, the Russians want to send nuclear missiles up into space and point them at us. I'm not making this up. That was in today's news. And I'm also going to give you details on where you could sign the petition to get Prop 47 massively rewritten. We got a lot of work to do here.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
To an update out of Missouri, we are talking about that fatal shooting at the Super Bowl victory party.
The situation continues to have updates. Things will continue to change throughout the night. That's why we are here to give you an update right now. The chief, both chiefs, will be giving more information both on the numbers of victims, the status of victims. The chief of police will give more updates on the investigation. A few things to note that we talked about earlier. In terms of who was in danger, what existed, it is my view, as someone who did have to run at the sound of shooting, that there were a number of people who were, in the very least, caught up in the incident in some way. Myself, my wife, lots of families, players, chief staff, and others, their spouses, their families, a number of people who were in or near Union Station. So many people have been touched by this incident, and we recognize that. We also pray not only for the victims, including the decedent that was discussed earlier and their family, but also the victims of the shootings right now who we hope are recovering inside our hospitals. We'll continue to give you updated information. At this point, we've talked to our federal partners. We have also talked to the Kansas City Chiefs. We will be talking to the National Football League and others. More so, just to hear that all are safe who are with those institutions. And we continue to hope that all of those who are impacted are safe. To the extent you have information about suspects or others, we do encourage you to call the police. However, if for whatever other reasons you have information about the incident, we will be looking to share that through different methods. So if you have information about the incident, suspects and others, please call the police. If you're looking for other information, we'll try to continue to give you regular updates. I'll say this final thing, and then we'll come back for questions at the end. Today was tragic for everyone who was part of it. I had the chance to talk to my wife just a moment ago, who said we became part of a statistic of too many Americans, those who have experienced or been part of or connected to a mass shooting. That is something that I hope we all recognize is highly problematic for all of us. I continue to commend our police officers, our firefighters, and others who were there to respond instantly. But we also need to figure out a way to make sure that things like this stop happening in our country. With that, I turn it over to the Chief of Police, Stacey Graves.
Thank you. I just want to echo the mayor's thoughts and his prayers, and also to acknowledge that not only the victims who were actually hit by gunfire, but there are a lot more people who are going to be forever impacted by what happened here today. You know, as people were running, you know, a lot of us law enforcement who are running towards the danger also guided those who were in fear of their lives. And that's something to be said of how impactful today's event truly was. Again, we have confirmed there is one deceased person. Our gunshot wound total has went up to 22, and Chief Grundison will provide a little bit more context to that.
We're going to fade out of that right now. There's no new information so far in the first 5 minutes of that press conference. It's from Kansas City. It's the shooting at the Super Bowl party. Today, the parade. Let's give away some money here. $1,000.
Your chance to win $1,000.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website.
Bonus. That's bonus, B-O-N-U-S.
Enter it now at KFIAM640.com/cash.
Bonus. Bonus is the word. Enter it at KFIAM640.com. You'll be notified by email if you win. And you can listen from 9:20 in the morning to 5:20 in the morning every hour. There's a new keyword. Next chance to win next hour with Conway at 4:20 here on KFI. This is a real story that broke early this afternoon. It broke like one step at a time. At first, it was one Republican named Mike Turner. He's the House Intelligence Committee chairman. And he said that there was information that he was aware of concerning a serious national security threat. And he was telling members of Congress, but he wanted Biden to declassify some of this information. And then for a little while, there was no follow-up. And then Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, came out and said, well, there's no reason to be afraid, which, of course, makes you more afraid, right? Because the last thing I'm going to do is trust, a politician in Washington. The story is now, believe it or not, is they have information that Russia wants to send up nuclear missiles into space and point it at us. Now, there isn't a whole lot of detail as to exactly when they're going to do this, how they're going to do this, what we would do in response, whether we would try to stop it, whether we could stop it, whether that could lead to all kinds of mayhem. But that seems to be, it's related to Russia, and it's related to this type of nuclear space technology. And so you'll just have to live with that for a while. When we come back, we'll tell you about the grandfather in Highland, out in San Bernardino County, who gets shot after accidentally backing his car into another woman's vehicle. He didn't honk at her. And this is why, you know, if you have even a minor incident on the roadway, maybe you should just take off.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you could hear the show as a podcast, John Cobalt Show on demand. We played just a few minutes ago a little bit of the press conference in Kansas City. There was a major shooting today at the Chiefs victory parade, and Deborah has more details now about what was revealed.
Okay, so what we know now is that 22 people have been hurt. One person has been killed. We were saying for a while that two people were in custody. Well, now police have three people in custody, and there's many people that have been taken to the hospital. So again, one person has been killed, 22 others have been hurt, and three people have been taken into custody for the shooting.
Do we know how many people were shot out of those injured?
22 people have been hurt. Assuming 22 people have been shot, but who knows? CNN, maybe they were.
CNN said that 22 gunshot wound victims.
Yeah.
And also, we've seen reports that there are some victims that were minors.
Right.
Yeah, several children.
Yeah. because I wondered if there was a stampede and more people got hurt and if they were included in the total as well.
Well, I think the 22 were, as Eric said, they were shot, but multiple people have been taken to hospital. So I'm assuming they were injured during the people running around like crazy trying to get away from the gunshots.
Yeah, the networks are running lots of video. Obviously, a lot of cameras there at the scene. And there's a video of one of the detainees getting tackled by some of the fans in the crowd, chasing this guy down and tackling him. So it's really, really chaotic.
And we have no idea who these three people are at this point. At least they're not, the police are not telling us right now or why they carried out this attack. They allegedly carried out this attack.
It's unusual that it's three.
Yeah. There could be more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they had thousands and thousands of people there. I just saw an aerial shot, just an enormous crowd. I suppose this was destined to happen.
Well, this is a special day, right? Celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs win. It's also, right, Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Really? You're going to do something like this today?
Yeah. That's the day they picked to mow down innocent people at a crowd. All right. When more comes, we'll pass it along to you. Here's another sign that you can't even go to Walmart. There's this happened a week ago, but it just became news today. I don't know why. Jonathan Malk, a 59-year-old man, was shot to death in Highland in San Bernardino County. He had to run some errands a week ago when he accidentally backed his car. It was a Chevy Camaro, into another woman's car who was leaving her parking spot. Now, it was a minor impact. It was just a scratch. But the woman, Shawntese Norton, S-H-A-W-N-T-E-C-E, I don't know how to say that, Shawntese Norton, had a scratch on the vehicle. Malk got out of the car to apologize. Norton stepped out of her car and shot him in the face and killed him. She was tracked down and arrested 12 hours later, charged with murder. George Gascon's response was, "You arrested her? This poor guy was killed." A special allegation, not only murder, but intentional use of a firearm. Malk worked as a mechanic at Carrie's Fine Automobiles. His friends and family said he loved cars, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. They say he probably would have fixed the car for nothing. And people wonder why this stuff happens, because you get the predictables, like, why would anybody be so upset? People are on really bad drugs now. I don't think it has sunk in. So much bizarre behavior has gotten normalized because you see it all day, every day, and it's on TV every night, is the drugs are make everybody violent and psychotic. This is the meth. This is PCP that they're on. All kinds of mixtures of bad drugs. See, the fentanyl and the heroin makes you drowsy and puts you out. The meth makes you crazy and insane. And there's all kinds of different concentrations and variations of the mixture, because you have these amateur chemists all over Southern California and in Mexico creating it in their trailers, in their bathrooms, bathtubs. And there's these synthetic chemicals that are shipped from China to Mexico. A lot of it's processed in Mexico and then come over Biden's open border. And so when you see somebody jump out of a car and blow off somebody's head because they suffered a minor dent, that's what it is. That's what's going on. It's gotten so bad in Oakland that Newsom is blasting the Oakland mayor, Sheng Tao. As you know, he has sent in the California Highway Patrol, and he's also sent in a team of state prosecutors, because there's so many people who don't get prosecuted, because they have a crazy district attorney there, a Gascon-like DA called Pamela Price, and she won't prosecute anyone. So Newsom has sent in these prosecutors. They've sent in CHP. It's completely lawless. He's in such a bind because this poor bastard wants to be president so badly, and the current president obviously is dying right in front of our eyes. Newsom knows there's an opportunity real soon, but he's got a dreadful state bursting with crime and homelessness, and a lot of it's from his policies. Laws that he promoted, that he signed, he created this monster going back to when he was mayor of San Francisco. And now the monster has finally matured into a full-blown terror just at the moment he thought he was going to be president. So now he's lashing out at the mayor of Oakland. And why? Because Newsom had put aside $267 million to go after smash-and-grab retail crime. And Sheng Tao, for some reason, didn't bother to fill out the paperwork in time. It actually missed the application deadline. Can you imagine being mayor of a major city here in California and you're massively overrun by crime? You hear there's tens of millions of dollars available if you just fill out this form. And she doesn't fill out the form because we don't know. And this pissed Newsom off. Now, remember, Oakland is the place where all the major sports teams have moved out, where companies like Hertz tell their customers, don't gas up on the way to Oakland Airport. You're probably going to get robbed and you might get killed. You get people, you get restaurants closing up. Denny's is closing. And for the first time in 75 years, In-N-Out is closing a restaurant in Oakland because of the crime. The NAACP, of all organizations, has blasted the soft-on-crime DA in Oakland. Newsom apparently went nuts, and this is from Robert Harris of the NAACP. The governor brought it up 1, 2, 3 times. He talked about the missed deadline, and 10 minutes later, he had said the same thing over again. And he was yelling directly at Sheng Tao. It's a woman. He's yelling at her to her face. We've made that available to you and you didn't file. But it doesn't say if she had a response or she just took it. The Denny's that closed had been open for 54 years. Can you imagine? This is not the first In-N-Out to close because of crime. This is the first In-N-Out ever to close since the first In-N-Out was built. And Newsom claims CHP has arrested dozens of criminals just in the last week, except they need to be prosecuted. And you have to have laws that force the prosecution and force the prison terms. See, there's so many layers to it. They dismantled every single component of the justice system. So you got to arrest, you got to put them away on bail or they're going to disappear. You got to prosecute them. And then you've got to put him in prison. And because Newsom's crowd dismantled everything, ooh, bad timing to run for president. I don't know if you saw yesterday, but a good chunk of the country doesn't even think California is America anymore. They don't recognize California as part of this country. It's like one of those Soviet Union outposts. I think they called them oblasts. Oblasts were these little administrative divisions, which were either on the edge of the Soviet Union or actually isolated, tucked between other countries. It's just areas of territory that the Soviet Union conquered and created little mini states out of to give them some kind of strategic advantage. And they're called oblasts. So that's what California is. It's a Soviet oblast. It's no longer run according to American values. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
This is like a tour of like stupid progressive ideas, right? We just had a stop in Oakland where the mayor there got reamed out by Gavin Newsom because she didn't apply for her share of the millions of dollars Newsom was offering to go after the smash and grab robbers. The mayor up there, Sheng Tao, really doesn't want to prosecute criminals. She wouldn't even take free state money. So, and the prosecutor up there, the DA, Pamela Price, even if they were arrested, Pamela Price is not going to press any charges. So he's trying to give money to the mayor, Sheng Tao. He's trying to give state prosecutors to the local DA, Pamela Price, and he's also sending in the CHP to do some arrests. It's crazy. Well, stupid progressive ideas in New York City. Eric Adams, the mayor, he's now crying that New York City has run out of room. He was promoting their sanctuary city status until hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens took him up on it. And he told this story to Fox Nation. Let's play the clip.
What happens when there's no more room? I mean, we're almost at capacity now, right?
No, we're there. We're not just saying we're out of room as a soundbite. We're out of room, literally. People are going to be eventually sleeping on the streets.
Okay, what would it take for you to close the front door?
I don't have the authorization to tell people they can't come into New York City.
Why not?
It's against the law. Even if someone commits a crime repeatedly, we can't even turn them over to ICE.
I know, we see that. There are crimes that are going on in the city that are migrant related, and there's no talk about that at all. Why not? Why can't the NYPD notify ICE?
The law states that we cannot notify ICE. I cannot break the law and enforce the law. I can't deport. I can't stop people from coming in. Repeated criminal behavior, I can't report to ICE for deportation. So there's certain things I can't do.
Can you even believe you're hearing this stuff? The law states, this is what the progressives in New York did. They passed a law that says they can't turn over illegal aliens who are committing all these crimes. They can't turn them over to ICE. They're prevented from it. And in New York, they don't even jail these guys and put them on bail at least. So they're not jailed. They're not turned over to ICE. And every day they're going out and committing more crimes. Well, he asked them to come to the city, offered sanctuary status. All right. Conway's here.
All right. We're going to do something a little heavier than that today. Like got some other news going on.
Okay.
We got a horrible, horrible story coming out of Kansas City. Of course, the shooting at the parade. You can't even enjoy a parade anymore.
No. You know? Can't enjoy anything.
Lunatics. At least one person was dead, 22 hurt in the shooting. And Kansas City just wanted to celebrate the NFL championship, and that's gone in the toilet. Lyft shares are up 62% over a typo in the company's earnings. Somebody had a typo in their earnings.
Oh, yeah.
Went up 62%. So they added an extra zero. So instead of like, 100 million, it was billion, or 10 billion, it was 100 billion.
Oh, I know somebody that happened to.
Is that right?
They accidentally put in an extra zero on a deduction.
Right.
And the IRS did an audit. So it was a typo. What?
A typo.
Yeah.
Did that happen in your house?
Huh? No. We have an official to inspect our.
Oh, that's great, man. That's a great story. And then Gen Z men are buying their girlfriends Lego flowers for Valentine's Day. My kind of romantics.
Lego flower.
Yes. Yeah. And my kind of guys.
And the girls are happy with the Lego flowers?
You know,
I want to see that. I want to see part two of that story.
John, I have a very good friend who went to get married. And his last name is not Conway. And he went to his future father-in-law and said, "What makes your daughter really happy? You've known her for 30 years. What makes her really happy?" And the father-in-law looks at him right in the eye and goes, "Nothing."
Conway's next. Crozier's got the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years.
They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.